just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. All right, our final segment of our On the House topic on home finances. We've got Harold in the studio still with us after an interview with Homezada. And that kind of brings us to the AI part of home finance. You know, we just talked about this app, and that's managing finance. But there's the Wall Street Journal this week had something, an article about home buying could be as simple as trading stocks in the future.
Well, sure. There's technology. Technology is definitely a big part of our industry, and it's a growing part of our industry. In the near future anyway, and I'm not going to say this is going to be forever, but in the near future, I think that there is such a huge value that the individual personal touch brings to the homeowner. In getting a mortgage, it is often more complicated than just what's my rate and what's my down payment and what's my monthly payment. And the AI technology that's constantly improving and constantly getting smarter, I just don't see it as being close enough to the point that we can eliminate people completely from the industry. There's just not the creativity. There's just not all of the problem solving that I've seen from the different technologically independent resources that are out there, down to the littlest things. In that, buying a home is a very emotional process. It is mostly math. From my perspective, it's math, but it's a feeling process, and it's an emotional process. And there are sometimes that there are decisions that are made that overpower math. As a mortgage company and what we do, our job is to guide you into your home purchase so that you're happy with it at the end of it, not that the math told you you made the best decision for a couple of dollars here or there.
Yeah, I'd see that maybe more applying to an investor type, but somebody who's making a decision on where they're going to live, where they're going to raise their family, what neighborhood and community they're going to be in, it's not going to be an easy stock trading option.
No, 100%. And don't get me, there are a certain segment of people that absolutely they really don't need us. It's one of those things that they can figure out for them. They know they're going to qualify. They know it's an investment property. There's no emotional attachment to anything that's going on with it. There is definitely a segment of that. I'm not going to deny that for a second. But the majority of the people that I talk to, 99.9% of the people that I talk to, are looking for guidance and are looking for advice and are looking for direction on how they should structure their financing for their home purchase or their refinance, whatever it may be.
And then they also had an article about new startup companies. Divi was one of them. Zero Down. Basically, these large pools of money, investors that they buy the house for you if you can't afford it. Say you've got, the example they used is somebody with a huge student debt and bad rating but has a good stream of income. They could go to a service like this. They would buy it for them and work out a program where, the equity, they would eventually work to buy out this investment company. And, you see those things and, there may be a time and place, but the way it's presented, they exist to make money too.
and in something like that, we do. You have to look at what the long-term ramifications are going to be on that and the equity position that you are giving up to that company. Short-term, absolutely. It gets you into the house, and if all you care about is the short-term, and then you end up selling and that equity goes back to one of those companies like that, then what I have to question is, how is that different than renting? Because in the end, you did not come out of it with the equity. So making sure that you look at all of the ramifications and understand what you're getting into.
And you guys work statewide. It's not something that's regional to any part of Arizona.
We cover the entire state. We're based out of Scottsdale, but this is where the technology, going back to earlier, where is super helpful because we don't have to physically be in Flagstaff or Tucson, but statewide.
And y'all are also licensed in a couple other states as well, aren't you?
Oregon, Washington, Texas, and we just added Colorado last week.
And I mention that because a lot of our listeners do have second homes or family in those other markets.
Absolutely. And so, and we see that a lot. We see a lot of the people that we talk to in Oregon, their plan is to purchase in Arizona for as a second home, which I think is hilarious because the Arizona people are purchasing their second homes in the other states also. So it works out great.
Harold, we're going to have to get you back because I want to do one whole show just on reverse mortgages.
I'll do it.
Okay, good. We'll look forward to that, having you back in.
Reverse mortgages. That's a, yeah. You wait till the very end of the program to drop a Pandora's box in the conversation.
And it is a Pandora's box.
And then there's also some other options. VA. You know that you've got a lot of considerations if you're a veteran.
VA is my favorite loan. VA is my favorite. It allows our veterans without the 20% equity purchase their home, refinance their home. Without PMI, without the mortgage insurance, the VAs by far are my favorite. They're the lowest interest rate of the loans that are out there. There are some circumstances, depending on VA funding fee, that it can be more expensive. So we have to evaluate that and make sure. But overall, VAs are the best.
And start that evaluation. Somebody would call.
Give us a call, 602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
Again, that's Harold Perkins, Galaxy Lending Group, Rosie on the House Lending Partner. If you've got home finance questions you need some help and guidance with, Harold is our man to call.